DW.
Adar is looking over the Mediterranean Sea. He points at a small black rock poking out of the water in the distance.
That's where we took the boat from and started our journey. And over there, that's where the boat of the Lebanese Coast Guards was. It approached us, the crew saw us, and yelled at us that we should turn around. But we didn't reply and continued our journey to Cyprus.
Around 70 people were aboard the open wooden boat that night, the majority of them young men like Adar, but also some women, teenagers and children. The atmosphere was relaxed, Adar says, even when the skipper got off course. With a bit of a delay, the boat reached Cyprus's territorial waters after 21 hours. And immediately, the coast guards of the EU country picked him up, Adar's companion Tarek remembers.
They said, "Follow us. We will bring you to Cyprus." We saw a three-story ferry in the distance. When we approached them, we saw at least 500 soldiers on board. They asked us to hop on board of the ferry and told us again they'd bring us to Cyprus. But once we were on board, they told us they'll bring us back to Lebanon. At that point, there was nothing we could do anymore.
Today, Tarek and Adar are back home in the North Lebanese coastal city of Tripolis, where they earn a couple of dollars a day working odd jobs. Other Lebanese have managed to reach Cyprus or even Greece, and some who started the journey fell sick. Several dead bodies have been washed ashore off Lebanon's coast in the past weeks. It's not clear how many people took to the sea in the past weeks in order to reach Europe without a visa. What is clear, though, is that the number has increased, says Lisa Abu Khaled from the UN Refugee Agency.
We have seen 24 onward movements in the period of July until 29 September, with three movements only in July, and then a spike starting, as I said, in late August with 21 boat movements. So this year, in just a few weeks, we have seen more than, the previous couple of years.
One of the triggers could be the devastating explosion in Beirut's harbor at the beginning of August. The UN Refugee Agency has asked some Lebanese who have tried to flee to Cyprus across the Mediterranean Sea, but who were returned to Lebanon, why they took on the dangerous journey in the first place.
Some people did mention that the explosion influenced their decision, but the majority mentioned altogether the difficult socioeconomic situation in the country.
Many Lebanese are suffering from the huge debt their country has, almost 100 billion euro. This debt burden is more than 190% of the GDP. More than 50% of the Lebanese population lives within or below the poverty level. And that number keeps rising. The reason? Nepotism and corruption. Only those who have good contacts get jobs. The rest is left out in the cold. Especially many young Lebanese are living in the shadow of the powerful. One of them is Adar, which is why he boarded a boat to Cyprus as a so-called illegal migrant.
I left because life here is too difficult. No job, no money. If you're sick, you can't go to a hospital and you cannot buy medication.
Adar was hoping he'd be able to lead a better life in Cyprus, just like his friend Tarek.
Our goal is to still find a job in Cyprus, to live a good life, to support our families and have a good future. If we manage to make that happen, then we'll stay in Cyprus. But if we realize that the situation there is as dire as here in Lebanon, then we'll leave Cyprus and go somewhere else.
After a failed mission, Tarek, Adar and their friend Omar are ready to head out to sea again. And they're willing to pay for it, $600 to $700 for the illegal crossing. And maybe even with their life, says Omar.
If I find a way to try again, I will do so immediately. Even if I die, I'm already living like a dead man here.
In a hopeless situation like this, smugglers have a market. One of them goes by the name of Abu Ali. He makes a living by bringing Lebanese as well as Syrians away from Lebanon. The young man says he doesn't feel remorse if one of his customers dies during the crossing.
That's none of our business. We tell them, you are boarding a ship of death. Take care and trust in God.
DW.